On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena Fabian, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. How's LA?
It's good. Just speaking of the name of that song you just credited, that's one of my favourite underrated teenage movies, Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait.
1998.
I've never seen it, but I do know the one you're talking about. One of my good friends from school, she also was a big fan of that movie.
Great movie.
Very
anyway,
good movie. What's happening? What's happening in contemporary movies? What's out? What's good?
Well, the big film out this week is X-Men: Dark Phoenix, which is getting really bad buzz. I saw it last night, and it's as bad as everyone says. Completely inessential film. It just feels small and narrow and obvious in every single way. It was the second opportunity to do justice to the Dark Phoenix storyline, which is one of the most iconic X-Men storylines in the comic books. And they messed it up again. So earlier this week, I did a Longley junket for the sequel to the Stephen King It film.
Oh, cool.
And James McAvoy is in there. He plays the main little kid grown up. And he was making reference to the X-Men films and sort of saying, and you know, it was First Class and Days of Future Past and Apocalypse, but we don't talk about Apocalypse, like kind of making a joking reference to the fact that nobody likes Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, this film makes Apocalypse look good.
Oh, no.
I don't know how he's going to casually reference this film in the future in interviews. Weirdly, the other big film out this week in New Zealand is Tolkien, which also stars Nicholas Hoult, who's the British actor who plays Beast in the X-Men films.
I know him from Skins. He was Tony in Skins, which I loved when I was at high school, like all other angsty teenagers.
Yeah, he was great in that. I still see him as the little kid from About a Boy.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, love that movie. Bit of Hugh Grant just playing
Batman
Hugh Grant.
Recently.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. It came down to him and Pattinson for Batman, recent recasting. And if I was choosing between those, so I think Nicholas Hoult would be slightly more interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
But apparently,
yeah.
Pattinson's chin looked better in the cowl.
I can kind of get that, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so Nicholas Hoult plays the young J.R.R. Tolkien in this film, which apparently leans into aspects of his real life to try and draw analogies to what happens in Lord of the Rings and stuff. Been a relatively well-received film. I have not seen it. But Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins, is in it as well. She's pretty great. So.
Nice. Oh, got some atmospherics going on.
Yeah, Birdman, everyone's angry. Anyway,
so that one's meant to be quite good, is it, Tolkien?
Yeah, it's been quite well received, yeah.
Okay, that's good. What else? You said you were chatting to some people. You were off to chat to some people last week when we spoke to you. Can you remind us who that was?
The Three Stars of the Kitchen, which is an upcoming 70s gangster film, Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, and Tiffany Haddish.
That's right.
Yeah, and when Tiffany Haddish realized I was from New Zealand, she was like, oh, I love the All Blacks. I was like, oh, really? Which ones? And she was like, she told me that she used to work for Air New Zealand at LAX.
Oh, cool.
And that when the All Blacks would come over, she would, the flights would get delayed, and she would hang out with them, and she was like, I was friendly with two or three of them.
Nice.
And I was like, which ones? And she was like, I'm not telling you, but it's just like a man with missing teeth.
Oh, Tiffany, nice. So now you have to just go scroll through all photos of the All Blacks and find out who's got the least teeth and guess which ones Tiffany might be interested in. That's very cool. Do you reckon that movie's going to be good?
Yeah. I haven't seen the film yet. They only showed us the trailer. But, it looks quite interesting. It's in Hell's Kitchen in the 70s, based on a Vertigo comic book. So that's quite interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
That sounds very good. So
anyway, I better run.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you'd recommend Tolkien, definitely not Dark Phoenix.
Oh, look, it's one of those films you just kind of almost have to see it just to be able to say, it's shit.
Yeah,
you know?
It's one of those movies I'll probably still make heaps of money. Thank you so much, Fabian, for chatting to us today. Have a lovely week in Tinseltown, and we'll speak to you next Friday.
You too. Talk to you then. See
Cheers.
You later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Well, there you go.